No, no, I think Breakthrough TV gives bad broadcasting a good name.
You're listening to Con Air Radio.
Stop whining.
It's about to begin.
Good morning. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Smash Tower for Smash Tower Studios and Con Air Radio. And I am walking and talking today. What does that mean? That means I've been so busy I haven't had a chance to sit down and do my podcast. So I'm doing it walking and talking. So for you guys that don't listen to my podcast on a regular basis, I am Smash Tower. I am the creator and host of Con Air Radio. Currently, it is just myself. Normally, over the years, I've had a variety of different special guests and co-hosts. Currently, I am on my own until the cons, and then usually I have a special host that are brought in. So let's talk. What are we going to talk about today? We are going to talk about a variety of different things. One, I have started playing this game Pal World, and I am semi-addicted to it. I find myself playing in the morning, playing in the night, playing in the middle of the day when I'm off. I find myself thinking about what to be playing or what to be doing while I'm at work. That's probably not the best use of my time, but for some unknown reason, it's on my mind. So, yes, Pal World is semi-addicting, but I think it has caps, so I don't know if it's one of those games that I'm going to be playing for a long, long, long time. Not unless they're really good on doing updates and adding new content on a regular basis. Now, since I've been playing for maybe a couple of weeks now, I have seen, I think, one update which added some new functionality and a few new pals, I think, but nothing really about, they did add the ability to create your own boss fights, so you can create I'm going to call it an obelisk or something in your base, basically, that you can use to create your own boss fight. So that's kind of unique. They've also added the ability to there's something that you can create so that you can port back to your base, basically, which is good. And this is exactly something that I would have liked early on. Now, the downside is that you still have to farm the material to create it. So that's still kind of a nuisance, but it's not something that just pops into the game. You actually have to go out of your way and find the material, create it so that you can do it, which isn't bad, but is kind of a nuisance. But I thought it was nifty. And then what else? There was something else that they added that I thought was kind of cool. Not quite sure. Anyway, Pal World, yes, positive review so far. I mean, it does remind me a lot about, and I hate to say this, and most people are probably describing it the same way. It's kind of a mix of Pokemon and Ark. You can build a base, you can put a bunch of your pals in your base, and you can enjoy yourself. And it is kind of nifty. There is some limitations on how many bases you can have and how many pals you can have in your base. But for gameplay, I'm presuming that's good, because if you have a server where you've got 20, 30 people playing on it, as far as I know right now, the limit's 20. I'm on a private server, and you have the ability to have like 20 people on the server, so. Beginning to think that maybe my idea of taking a walk up towards the main street was a bad idea, because it sounds like I'm going to hear a lot of cars. Hopefully it won't bother you guys too much. If so, I will adjust the volume controls for the next time to hopefully the background noise won't be as loud. But you know, see, that's just a simple car, but I get an 18-wheeler coming by me, that's going to be really loud. But that's kind of a decent thing. You get background noise, maybe a little bit too much, but you definitely tell that I'm recording somewhere. Alright, so my thoughts on Pal World are still, it is cool. I'm hoping that they'll, there's the 18-wheeler that I was worried about. But it was on the other side of the street. Maybe I should have done my walk the other way. Anyhow, it seems to be worth it. It was affordable at the time when I bought it on stream. It was about 30 bucks. So it was definitely worth it to play with. And so far I've been playing with it, as I said, 2 to 3 times a day. I try to stream longer hours on Sunday, Mondays-ish. Maybe an impromptu stream on nights that I don't work the next day. So potentially Saturday night, maybe this week I might do, today's Wednesday, maybe tonight. So I'm off tomorrow, so there's a good possibility I will be on tonight, and I possibly will stream tonight, and then probably again tomorrow, but I do have some odds and ends to do, nice long chore list. Downside of always having more projects and coming up with more projects is just seems to make me more and more busy, which is fine. So that's kind of cool. Alright, so that's for Pal World, our update on Pal World. I'll probably try to do those occasionally while I'm streaming or while I'm podcasting, so you guys know what I'm doing. On my side notes. Also, I'm looking to possibly get back into Ark. They have a new updated version of the game now called Ark Ascension. I think I really haven't looked into it a whole heck of a lot, but I do miss my building bases and training dinos. So I'm kind of semi-looking into it. If I do, I most likely will start my own server and have my own private server. So I think this time, instead of doing my normal trip on my walk, I think I'm going to walk a different route so so we won't be getting all this traffic again, or at least as much. So I'm going to take a different route on my way back. I don't remember if it'll be the full 3 miles or not. We'll see. It's kind of a reverse roll than I normally do. All right, so Ark is possibly a new game that I'll be playing, or Ark Ascension probably be the new game that I'm going to play. When? I don't know. Within the next month, maybe. So if you're interested in that, keep an eye out, and hopefully you'll see me there, or you'll see me posting and podcasting about it. So also, if anyone wants to, you can follow me on Instagram, ConAirRadio2. It's ConAirRadio2 because Instagram said I did something which was a violation of community rules, and unfortunately didn't go into any explanation, just banned my account and won't let me back into it. Which is really sad when you spend years working on building up your social network and they don't even communicate. Sorry, loud landscaper. So, and that does kind of irritate me a little bit. You know, now that Instagram is owned by Facebook or Meta, whatever you want to call it, it is annoying because instead of actually having communication in a social network, yeah, that's my pedestal part. Get up on. I don't understand how you don't have communication in a social network. But anyway, there was no way for me to really argue the point or even get any information. I tried my best to try to find a way to who to get contact to see what I did wrong. I mean, I think I know what I did. They have, and it's actually partially Instagram's fault, they have a feature where you can share a post. So I shared a post through multiple accounts, and they actually banned two of my accounts because of it. And I'm like, if you have the feature, why are you going after me or making me the bad guy when you have the feature? I mean, put in some kind of filter that says you cannot share to more than two additional accounts or something along that lines. You know, put a limitation on it. Broadcast, this is the limitation for it. Let people know that you can only do this, and then have some kind of communication. It blows my mind that a social network platform does not have a call center to communicate. Just irritates the hell out of me. All right, so that's my complaints on Instagram and Facebook. Let's talk movies. All right, so I have still a to-do list of movies that I want to do. Matter of fact, I was thinking I missed out in not doing it before. Frozen Empire, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. But unfortunately, Godzilla and Kong came out the very next weekend, and I was really more excited to see the Godzilla and Kong than the Ghostbusters. Now, I've also been told that if you haven't seen the Ghostbusters that was before this, Okay, here we're gonna sound confusing. The new Ghostbusters with, what's his name, Paul something. Not the old Ghostbusters. So I have seen the old Ghostbusters, 1 and 2. I saw the Ghostbusters with the women, which was probably the worst option that they've ever done. And I would say critical fail on their behalf. But an attempt in any way. Then there was the new Ghostbusters, which I can't remember the name of it. I've got to find it and look it up and watch it, because evidently this one with Paul Rudd kind of puts a little bit of things in perspective. My understanding, it wasn't a very good movie because they basically go back and fight an old foe. So I'm like, okay, but evidently it puts context for the new movie. So I'm gonna have to find this on streaming and go watch it so that I can see what I missed on that. But the goal is to go see Ghostbusters, The Frozen Empire, possibly this weekend. Now, I did look on Fat Cat's website, local that I usually go to. Unfortunately, I don't think it's there anymore. So I may have to go see it in the, well, what I used to call the dollar theaters, or the value theaters now. See if it's still there. But anyhow, so that's one plan. The second plan is I watched the remake of Roadhouse. And yes, it's a remake. It's not the same storyline, it's not the same characters, so it's an all-new version of Roadhouse. Now, this may sound, I'm on my pedestal again, but why do they have to keep remaking movies? I mean, is it really a remake? When you take it's the same story concept, but it's all new characters, and some new writer comes in and puts a new spin on it, and because of that, they want to pump out a new movie. Once again, though, most of the time when they do these remakes, it is a critical fail. You know, the people that were fans of the original only go see it just to be, because of a morbid curiosity, is this going to be as good as the one that I wanted to see. That snake didn't make it. I'm going to have to be a little bit more cautious. I've been seeing a lot of dead snakes on the road recently. Okay. So yeah, these remakes, I don't like. This one had mild entertainment to it. There were some decent puns. There were some adequate characters. Do I consider that Jake was a good character for the lead? No, not really. Do I think that, what the hell's his name? Connor, the bad guy, do I think he was a good choice? No, I don't. both of those choices I think were terrible ideas. The girl that owns the bar, the Roadhouse, I think was another bad choice. And it's sad, because I'd like to give everyone an opportunity to succeed in what they do, but I'm not quite sure if this was a poor concept, a shouldn't have been a done concept, a poorly act concept? I don't know. Maybe a little bit of everything. I just didn't find it that good. I mean, there were some decent puns. There were some decent lines. The kid that was running the bookstore out in the middle of nowhere, basically. Okay, I like that concept. And I really think they should have worked more on that than they should have with the odd affair with the doctor. It just doesn't, I don't know, it just doesn't do anything. I think they would have been better off writing in the kid as being the hostage for the show instead of having the girlfriend, not even a girlfriend, the one night stand, basically. I just, yeah, not impressed. All right, so let's chalk up Roadhouse as, in my mind, not really worth it. Luckily, it was on streaming and it was free with my Arizona Prime, I think. So, can't really say I wasted money, but wasted more time than I should have. I guess I'm kind of harsh on it. I'm a big fan of the original. So, Patrick Swayze did a fantastic job. The love interest was cute and well written in. The villain, of course, in that one was very mediocre and standard. Oh, this is going to be loud because this guy's speeding. Gotta love that. Especially on these little back streets. But, yeah, comparison to the old one, it doesn't even stand. It's not even close. But, so yeah, a little bit of a negative review on that. If you guys are, now, I'm a guy that's normally action, fantasy, magic, you know, good CGI. Normally, I'm not one that turns around and will balk at a storyline. But yeah, that was pretty lame. So, my review of Roadhouse, don't waste your time, don't waste your money. And put it out of thought as quickly as possible. Terrible movie. All right, moving on to Godzilla and Kong. All right, I was not thinking much about this movie. But I was very eager to see it. I'm a fan of the Kong movies. I'm a fan of the Godzilla movies. The combination of them being merged together so far has been pretty decent. The first one was a good storyline, finding out that they were, you know, arch enemies, and you know, and their concept of holding the planet together, basically. But anyway, I would really love to have seen more connection with their job position, I guess you want to say, what their position on the planet is. You know, find out more about the other Titans. You know, maybe a good 15 minutes of the movie focused on explaining all the Titans that they are now finding, and what their abilities are and what they were good and they're bad. They touched briefly on it, but not as much as I would have liked to see. The one part that kind of made things a little weird for me was when, now if you haven't seen it, this would be a spoiler. So good opportunity to spend a couple of minutes not doing listening. But basically, when they gave Kong the attachment for his hand, I'm sitting there going, okay, Kong is a huge beast that's done devastating damage. Not as much as Godzilla, but devastating damage. And then all of a sudden, somebody comes up with the idea that, is this a good idea to give a armored assistant thing to a huge titan? It's like, let's give Godzilla a big battery pack so that he doesn't have to charge up as often. I mean, yeah, instead of Godzilla destroying a nuclear facility, let's install a nuclear power plant on his back. This will save a lot of time in the destruction of our planet. I'm sorry. There's just little things like that that I thought was hilarious. And it kind of reminded me of the Transformers. I'm like, is this like another version of Beast Wars? Here you got the big beast, the gorilla, getting a mechanized arm. Even when it started attaching to his arm with all the clinks and the clanks and stuff like that, it was so reminding me of a Transformer transforming. it was just so weird. Anyhow, outside of that piece, I actually enjoyed the movie. It was funny that in the last movie they were enemies fighting tooth and nail against each other, and immediately from the beginning of this one, that Kong and Godzilla, as soon as they got in their proximity of each other, started battling again. And then, spoiler alert again, Mothra shows up, and because Mothra's the mother of all monsters, she's basically, hey, you guys, chill out. You need to, you know, work together on this project, and we need to fix this problem that's been broken. So all of a sudden, Godzilla and Kong are like, oh, you're right. This, you know, millennium style combat that we've been doing for you know, billions of years since the creation of time, since we were placed on this planet to protect it. This thing's all, it's all just for show. So, yeah, let's put down our bad stuff and work together. And boom! Moments later, you got Godzilla and Kong charging into a combat. Kong hanging on to Godzilla's spikes, and they're just like bestest buddies now. It's like all of a sudden now you can see them in a Toy Story movie. You know, they're not the argumentative friends, they're the bestest buddies. I'm sorry, but it was entertaining. And I'm not laughing at it because of that it was terrible. It was actually entertaining. Part of me thought that it might have been terrible, but maybe it was just written well enough to where I liked it instead of a disliked it. Anyhow, Kong and Godzilla, decent storyline, decent action. I still like the Death Girl pretty much being the main focus, which is good. And then I don't even know who the main actress is outside of her. I've only seen her in this movie, so. But anyhow, she did it all right. The black sidekick podcaster. I love the fact that they toss in the podcasting, you know. But, you know, because I'm a podcaster and hey, this is on my podcast. But yeah, I thought that was interesting. I'm not exactly sure he was the best character for it, but it worked. Even if ever so mildly it worked, but it was nifty. Let's see, the college, former college love interest. Okay, he was a little annoying, you know, but it happens. The pilot that ended rather early. I always get a kick out of the Scottish guys, or the, you know, the British, the Scottish, the Irish, whoever they toss in there as a background character. His character was a little shorter than I would have liked. I would have liked to have seen him a little longer than that. And being eaten by a tree was probably, I don't know, not something that I would have considered. Maybe another dino of something, but a tree? That seems kind of lame. This is, wait, how do we play that one? Oh, he was eaten by Groot. That was it. Yeah, he was eaten by Groot. Let's switch movies. Groot was really hungry as a teenager. Went to the Middle Earth and ate some Scottishman. Yeah. That may be a stretch, but, you know, it's kind of a weird storyline. Not like it lasted very long. But, it was different. So, my 2 cents worth on Godzilla and Kong is I actually enjoyed the movie. Storyline had some dry spots in it, but it was all right. It was entertaining. As I mentioned, I would have liked to seen the Death Girl lead more. I would have liked to see a little bit more of the Scottish guy, maybe a little bit less of the love interest. So I don't know, it has potential. We'll see if they make a third. I didn't see if they were leading into it. My wife was eager to leave the theater, I think restroom break or something. We didn't stick around to see if there were any kind of post-credit stuff. We've gotten into the habit of doing that because Marvel was always loved throwing in those post-credits. So now we think almost every movie has a post-credit piece in there, which would hint if they're going to continue with the series. So we don't know if this is something they're going to come pushing. I suppose I could probably go back and look at the gross revenue if the movie made money. Because if it made money, they would probably say, okay, let's go ahead and do another one. You know, let's not end it here. Why? We're making millions of dollars. I'm saying millions because we all know that, you know, it was probably not going to be up there with Avatar and Titanic, but it's probably going to do well overall. Okay. You know, when I'm out on these walks, it's also interesting to see how people have their property set up. You know, what kind of gates, what kind of little things they have. Sometimes I'm lucky enough to see, oh, look, they have a seating area, or they have a greenhouse, or they have this, or they have that. I get a lot of ideas of what I want to do with my property. And sometimes it's worth looking at for possibly making some kind of alteration of my property down the road. So, for example, I'd love to put a cinder block wall all the way around my property, but I know it's hugely expensive. And I don't have the income that allows me to turn around and say, here you go. Here's throw this $10,000 onto this project. Okay. Hopefully he's pulling forward. Yep. But yeah, sometimes I've seen a couple of really good setups. Right now I see a garage, and it looks like it's a two-story. And I'm like, that is pretty wicked. I couldn't put it on my property because I don't have that kind of space. I mean, I've got a decent piece of property, but not for something that size. And because of that size, I would probably say that's a 60 to maybe even 100K. So that is definitely not a small project. And that would go against me trying to have my property paid off before I retire. And I'm in my last part of my 10 years period. In August, my goal is to retire 10 years from that point. So my wife was 13 years older than I am, and she retired about 3 years ago, so now it's time for me to start making those plans. And then I have to kind of consider, what are my long-term plans? Am I going to continue to do this podcasting? Am I going to continue to go to conventions like I do? I don't know. I really don't know. Part of me wants to. Another part of me says, well, am I supposed to do that retirement thing, you know, where I kind of just close up shop and start making little woodworking figures, you know, and selling them at a flea market or storefront, you know? I have no idea. I don't know if that's what's going to happen. There's a lot of doubt in the world. If you all sit back and think, what in our lives are we content with? Is this what I wanted to do with my life? You know, is there something better I should be doing with my life? And how do I know if I should be doing something differently? Because there could be a lot of things that we could be good at, but you would never know if you're going to be good at it until you do it. So, you know, should I have gone to college and became an astronaut or an engineer? I don't know. There's a lot of viable questions there. So it could be one of those things. So yeah, I'm doing that analyzing of my life type thing, because we all think well, most of us people think that we can do anything with our lives, and I probably agree with that. I've dabbled here and there. You know, I was a junior firefighter when I was back home in Nova Scotia. Do I think I was ever going to become a firefighter? No, not really. I mean, our firefighter department was volunteer anyway, so it was not like it would pay for my life as a career. But as a volunteer, maybe. And then, I tried my hand at photography, and I learned early in my photography that personally, I don't like taking photos of people. And there's too many things at conventions. Now, I will take pictures of people at conventions. I'm not downing that. I will try to do it because it is a good part of what I do. But I've also, if I had the opportunity to hire a photographer to do it full time, I would rather them do it. They are better for it, most likely better situated for it. So, I'm a podcaster. I'm a talker. I'm a talker and I'm a walker. Today I'm talking and walking. And this will be my podcast today. I will go home and I will put it and I will upload it. And I will be happy and the universe will be in a good place. So yes, as we can start to figure out, conclude some of my thoughts today, Instagram, you suck. Get some customer service in there, Instagram. I am still bent that you guys took away my primary account. I had to start fresh and no information. Two, I'm looking forward to seeing Frozen Empire, but I have to see the Ghostbusters one before this, so I get to see a couple of movies soon. The Roadhouse, terrible movie, mildly entertaining, nowhere is in the same category as the original, so don't waste your time, don't waste your money, unless you like, what the hell is his name, the guy that plays Dylan, anyway, Jakeman. Glennon Hall or something, whatever. I think I'd probably rather see his sister play that role. Actually, that probably would have been a better turn, having a female Dylan do it. That probably would have worked out better. Yeah, maybe I should become a writer. Boom! Oh wait, I've already tried that too. Yes, for everyone that's listening, I have attempted to write a novel, a book. It was actually more of a novella. The first one actually did pretty good. The second one, mediocre. Eventually, I will probably edit them together and redo them as a book on its own. Yes, I did write. And if you want to see how terrible that writing was, you can go to my website, SmashTowerStudios.com, and there is a link called Smash Tower Books that can lead you to my digital download on Amazon or Kindle, whatever you want to call it, whoever it is now, and read both novellas there. Probably I would suggest don't leave a review. Don't waste your time. I have the concept of writing. I liked it. I may continue to write, but not until more time frees up and when I feel inspired again, because I get inspiration at the most unique times. It just blows me away. But anyhow, all right, so Roadhouse, no. Haven't watch the Frozen Empire, so I can't tell you about that yet. Kong and Godzilla, yes, highly entertaining, interesting, some jokes, yes, some pieces that I would have altered myself, longer pieces, more of the Death Girl, because I really think she is the one that should be the star of the show. A lot less of the love interest of the woman that plays her mother. More of the Scottish guy who got killed by Groot. Yeah. So yeah, but besides that, it was definitely an entertaining movie. Well worth it. Maybe I even should have gone and seen it on IMAX. That would have been entertaining too. Bigger screen, lots more noise. Always fun to play with. So, yes. Very good. Cons. Cons that are coming, yes. The conventions that are coming right now are Phoenix Fan Fusion. For my update on Phoenix Fan Fusion, I have reached out to them. I kindly asked to see if they would be interested in volunteering a table for us this year. The email I got back in response said that they were sold out of a specific table line. And so I'm getting the opinion that that was not going to be an option. Funnily enough, whoever wrote the email, I'm not going to get into using names, really never said no, just gave a very cryptic, specific answer. You know, never said that we don't have a table we can give you. Basically said we were sold out of specific tables, and basically said you can apply for the media passes here, which I already have. I haven't heard back. And I've got an uncomfortable feeling this time. I've been doing this for 9 years. Never really had a feeling that I was going to get rejected for my passes. But this time I do. Mostly because they've changed a few things. They want names and such, and it may be their way of trying to tighten the security on media passes. I mean, maybe they get a lot. They don't really tell me. I usually go in with my wife and I. My wife is my backup photographer because, you know, she actually goes out of the way and talks to the cosplayers and gets their photos, and exactly what I want to be done. I have a photographer who right now I don't know if he's able to come on Sunday, but I'm hoping that I can get him there the entire weekend. I'm waiting to find out if he's available. And then a co-host, which I have not reached out to, and I do not know who's going to be available. So I had to leave a couple of blank spaces for it, but hopefully they will still approve it because of past podcasting, and we'll see. The individual that I've been talking to recently is not as, I don't know the individual, and I've had a good rapport with the people that I've talked to before. I don't know if they're still there. They have not reached out when I reached out to them. So I'm getting the impression they have maybe moved on to other jobs or other positions. And because of that, I don't have the access that I used to have. So anyhow, guys and gals, I am pretty much done with my walk this morning. I am very comfortable with this walk, and I will be ending this, editing it, and putting it up here in a few, so you guys can hear my podcast and my babbling. But if you are entertained, please keep in touch. I will probably, I try to do these once a week. Occasionally I get taken off or I get sidetracked, but currently this is the goal. Hopefully I'll be able to get another one together for you next week. And we'll be talking about Ghostbusters, maybe a little bit more about Phoenix Fan Fusion. Phoenix Fan Fusion is just a little over a month away. I am excited to go. We have our room reservations at the Hyatt, so I'm very anxious to be there. It's been a couple of years since we've been at the Hyatt, I think, so excited to go to the hotel again. It was the mainstay when the con was growing, and everyone stayed there, and pretty much all the celebrities even stayed there, so it was really cool to go down to the bar, because so many of the celebrities would go down there to unwind, and it was really, really nice to see them in a non-cons, setup. So, all right, so guys and gals, I'm going to go ahead and let you go. And as we say with Con Air Radio, we'll see you at the con.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself,
bullshit!
What a wonderful world.
Where are you going?
I'm going to pick a fight.
Don't be too proud of this technological terror you've constructed.